This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the Thursday, December 27th, DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Jennifer off for the rest of the week. So we get to it. Let's see what we have, Victoria, or here, what they have. It frustrates the ever-living you-know-what out of me. I keep saying, because I'm looking at all this stuff. So I want to relate, but we have to relate by using our voice and our brain, because people can't see. Unless, perhaps, there is some device somewhere, and I guess there is. There's a device that changes words. When you get a message on your iPhone from somebody, it's put into... Yeah. So right. Maybe we need to have somebody transcribe the radio program. What do you think?
Sure. I don't know if that's necessary, but sure.
All right, well, we'll think about it. Meanwhile, what do we have cooking?
Well, it's kind of a cool story that's starting to trend. A 71-year-old Frenchman has set sail across the Atlantic Ocean in a large orange barrel. Have you seen images of this yet?
No, I haven't. No.
This is a capsule it's a barrel-shaped capsule that he actually designed and built himself, and he just departed off of the coast of West Africa from the Canary Islands, and it doesn't have a motor in it. He is literally going to just be floating wherever the currents take him. And he's been going at about 1 to 2 miles per hour. That's the speed of the currents that he's in right now. And before he set sail or departed, he did a bunch of interviews because a lot of people have been tracking him and wondering, you know, they're anxious to keep up with his journey. He has been funded by sponsorships and a crowdfunding campaign. He has a Facebook page that will be posting updates of his progress. He's a retired military parachutist, and apparently this is something he's always wanted to do. Now, being the quintessential Frenchman, of course, some of the staples on board his little barrel include a bottle of white wine and a block of foie gras for New Year's Eve. And then he has a bottle of a special red for his birthday, which will take place in January. And so he has on board this little vessel, it has a very tiny little makeshift kitchen and a sleeping area, and his entertainment will be the three portholes that are built into the barrel, and so he can watch fish as they go by. Seems to me like a very lonely way to travel around the world, but all of his data will be going to science. So international marine organizations can study the currents, the ocean currents, and he says that he hopes to end up somewhere in the Caribbean. He said that maybe Barbados, although he said, I'd really like it to be a French island like Martinique or Guadeloupe, because that would make it easier with paperwork to bring the barrel back home. So he's got 2,850 miles to go. But so far, he said the vessel's behaving very well, and I'm sure we'll be seeing lots more of these images as they become more and more popular on Instagram and Facebook and things like that. But it's cool. Good luck to him.
So
wouldn't be me. Well, no, I wouldn't sign up for this.
You got to be nuts. I'm looking at this now. Is he a paddleboarder of sorts? Is that
I don't know. I just know it said his military background, he was a parachutist.
Yeah. But he's crossing the ocean without any assistance whatsoever.
Yeah. this barrel is literally just floating along, and it's going to... He obviously has maps of the current, so he has an idea of where he'll end up. But, if a big storm comes through, who knows?
Yeah. See you later.
Well, at least it's a bigger barrel than I was imagining. He's got room to stretch his legs out. I'm literally picturing one of the barrels that people go over to Niagara Falls on, and I'm like, that doesn't seem very comfortable for that many miles. I'm sure this isn't either, but it's at least a little bit bigger than I was
picturing. You look at the history, the twisted, sordid, crazy history of people who've tried to do the Atlantic crossing different ways. Somebody's tried to swim. Somebody tried to use a dead fish to. Somebody tried to do it in a plane that didn't have any fuel. Let's see, who else? I'm just looking at some of these crazy things.
I don't think anyone's ever done a barrel like this.
No, probably not. Yeah.
You're basically just floating. You're bopping around like a buoy.
Yeah.
So.
Baba buoy. No, thank you.
Nope.
Have a nice trip, sir. All right. Good news. Yeah. Good luck. Good news today. For those of you who are in the market, I sound like a broken record sometimes, but I like to, you know, the average person listen to this program for maybe 40, 45 minutes at a time. So over the course of the years, you may not have heard all of my pearls of wisdom. This is a pretty consistent pearl of wisdom. When the stock market goes down, sit on your hands. And the reason I say that is once again exemplified by what's happened in the past week. You saw the market tank one day 600 points and then another day a couple of hundred points. And depending on whether you're looking at the Dow Jones average or the Standard & Poor average or NASDAQ, whatever you're looking at, it is a fabulous story today because of what happened yesterday. The biggest single session point gains on record ever took place yesterday. So all those of you who listened foolishly to somebody who's a stockbroker and say, well, you better get out of this now before it goes down any lower, you're not very smart. And neither of these guys, they want you to sell because they get a commission and a sales transaction fee every time you sell something. That's the only reason they want you to sell. But the three major indices regained all the losses that they lost on Monday. Every single penny. At the end of the session on Monday, the Dow Jones and other averages were down about 19%. And then bingo, yesterday, back up 20%. It's a game for fools. You can make money, put it in a decent stock, research it, and then sit and watch it. That's it. Unless you need the money, or unless you're a day trader and you know what the heck you're doing. This is a fabulous time. Monday was a great a great day for day traders. Fabulous. Because they buy stuff that's off that much, and then bingo, anybody who's in any sense knows that the numbers are going to go back up again sooner or later. And this is a little quicker than most people thought. But it's a fool's game. These people, they know what they're doing. They push the market down, take their gains, and then they buy in, and it goes back up again. So a fabulous amount of money was made yesterday by a lot of people. It's just, you know, it just is the game, and it is a game. It is a complete ruse, complete game. It's a shell game. And I have very little respect for most of the people I know who are in the stock business. They take advantage of people. They do things that are unscrupulous and in many cases almost illegal because that's how they make their money. And that's why a lot of the people on Wall Street have such bad reputations. Some of them deserve it. Not all of them. They're not all crooks.
Well, they're professional gamblers, you know. And
yeah.
Then you
gambling with your money.
Yeah, and if you think about just the personality type that would be required for that type of job. Yeah. A lot of the times they get a bad rap. It's justified. A lot of times, you know, that you see these guys who it's sort of the stereotypical, you know, adrenaline junkie.
Suit. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And that's what and that's what it is. It's a constant chasing of that high of, you know, buying and selling and gambling. And it's the same thing that fuels gambling addictions. When you go to, you know, sad tables in Vegas where mortgages are on the line, it's essentially the same thing, except on Wall Street, they're playing with the house's money.
Yeah,
it's your money.
It's not their money. It's your money.
Yeah.
So, anyway, hopefully you did well and you're doing well and you're feeling good about it. That would be my wish for you. Also, I would wish for you in this new year, for you, those of you who haven't heeded my calls for you to get a better night's sleep, a dream of getting a full night's rest, do you? I'm looking at time after time, people who are patrons of MyPillow looking. This person says, I've had many expensive pillows. I've tried everything. I didn't like my pillow. I didn't like my pillow commercials. You know, they said, oh, well, I'm not going to get it. Well, I didn't know what I was missing. This is a fellow named Scott who talks about Mike Lindell. He got on and on in a couple of paragraphs. He says, once I put my pillow under my feet, I experienced the best night's sleep I've felt in 4 years. So this guy, he didn't like sleeping on a my pillow with his neck, his head, but he liked putting it at his feet. So now he says, I sleep better because I have a my pillow between my knees, from my knees to my foot. Well, listen, whatever turns you on, fella, I'm not here to criticize anybody. If you want a good night's sleep, however you get it, whatever makes you feel better and puts you to sleep, whether it's a my pillow under your neck or it's a my pillow between your legs, doesn't make any difference. Help yourself to big savings. Elegant my pillows save 50% or more per pillow. They have the special deal now, 4 pillows for the price of 2, but that holds for everything pretty much in the catalog. You have 50% off pretty much everything using the DJV code. So let's get started. Go to mypillow.com, get the mattresses, the sheets, the mattress cover. Make sure you're getting the best night's rest with the best products available. American made at mypillow.com. Save the money, the big money, using the promo code DJV.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent hailstorm, here to describe the event, a football.
Bro, I was just hanging on the roof when this gnarly storm starts dropping baseball-sized hail. The shingles got beat up. A few windows looked broken. It was savage.
Did you do anything to help?
Nah, bro. I was in survival mode.
Your football can't help you in a hailstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. That's great news. Quick way to save money, go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance for next year. The North and South Koreans are getting along or getting together. I suppose maybe this could be Victoria from the getting along department. North and South Korea making another move toward getting together. And they're going to connect their railroads and their regular roads. Officials in North and South Korea participating in the event on Wednesday, during which two separate trains started from either side of the peninsula and converged at the North Korean border. The meet was pretty symbolic. Unlikely much more will happen while North Korea is under international sanctions. So there still is the barbed wire at the border, if you will. The South Koreans had an exemption from the UN to hold the ceremony, and still the unification ministry said the move shows that both countries are willing to cooperate for modernization in the future. So that's good. I mean, it's got to be anything that calms people down and gets them to figure out, okay, how can we work together is good. Positive step. Good news for the beginning of 2019. You can say that. 20 minutes? No, wait a minute. 21 after the hour, DJV time.
Mm-hmm. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
So we've had our Christmas music. That's gone. Back to our tradition of moving into the moldy, oldie, goody, goldies from our rusty rack of wrinkled records in Throwback Thursday. At the top five songs from this week in 1964, starting with the Bones. Number five, Time is on My Side. Running back. You come running back to me. On my side. Yes, it is.
Now, here's a question I have.
Yes,
thank you, Kara.
Do other people call the Rolling Stones the Bones, or is that just you?
From my days as a disc jockey, I always referred to them as the Bones because that's what they look like, skin and bone.
I only say that because we also call Justin Bieber the Worm, and I have a feeling that not everyone knows your descriptions of different bands.
All right. Well, Yoda and I carefully put this list together. Yoda is a big fan of music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s as well. That's right. We can't assume that everybody knows my jargon. So, referring to the Bones, the Rolling Stones, number five this week, 1964, Time is on My Side, their second big hit. Number four this week belonged to the Zombies.
To say you're sorry, how would I know? Why should I care?
I don't know what there is about groups that begin with a Z, but the Zombies look like ZZ Top. They didn't sound like them, but they look like them. This is an English group. And they were inducted. They've been on the invite list for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2019. I was sort of surprised because they didn't have much going for them other than this song. I think they got one or two others, but
I think a lot of people were questioning that one.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah, right. All right, so those are the Zombies, number four of this week in 64. Number three, this is a great contrast, shows you how different pop music was then. Bobby Vinton.
I have nobody for my own.
Oh, my God, this is terrible. He has got nobody for his own.
Lonely.
I'm Mr. Lonely.
I'm Mr. Lonely.
Have you ever heard this song before, ladies?
Oh, yeah. On commercials and stuff.
Yeah, right.
To call my own.
I couldn't hit that note anymore. Don't know that he could either. All right, so that's it. Yeah, Bobby Vinton was always confused with Bobby V, who's not any of their music was from the same era, but not Bobby Vinton was much more of a crooner. Bobby V was a pop singer of all kinds of upbeat stuff. Bobby Vinton, not so much. All right, so that's number three this week in 1964. Number two belongs to the Beatles.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so.
I love this song.
I'm in love with her and I feel fine.
I'm in love with her, I feel fine, fine, super fine.
She's mine, you know she tells me all the time.
One of the great secrets of the Beatles when they got started is how simplistic their lyrics were. Everything they did in the first two and a half years was like this. It's, I mean, listen to the lyric line. I'm so glad. Well, listen. Crank it up, Kelly.
She's so glad.
Very simple. Great music from the Beatles, number two. Number one belonged to the Supremes. Spent a couple of weeks at number one. Come see about me. Motown at its best. Also pretty simple stuff.
Just proves that all you really need is a good melody.
That's all. Yep.
Write some gibberish, but have a good melody.
That's all. People want to keep moving, and that's what this stuff does. 28 after the hour, top songs this week in 1964 in the DJV show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Vehicle-to-everything communication technology, or V2X, is poised to change the way cars operate in the very near future. Numerous automakers are working on V2X systems, some of which already are available. Amongst those automakers is Ford, which thinks it one day could eliminate traffic lights. Ford will trial an intersectional priority management, or IPM, system on the streets of the United Kingdom. The system will demonstrate that cars don't have to stop at intersections or traffic lights. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump makes a surprise visit to an airbase in Iraq, where he praises U.S. forces for what he calls the near defeat of ISIS in Iraq and Syria.
2 years ago, when I became president, they were a very dominant group. They were very dominant. Today, they're not so dominant anymore.
During the visit, reporters asked the president how long he believes the partial federal government shutdown will last, and the president responds, whatever it takes, reiterating the fact that he requires any spending bill to include funding for a southern border wall. A severe weather threat in Dallas canceling the ServPro First Responder Bowl between Boise State and Boston College last night, the first bowl game ever canceled by weather. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hi-dee-ho! This is the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Tori Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. We're on to the end of the year, thinking about what's ahead. A lot of folks focused on fitness, so we'll do some exercising in a matter of moments. First, though, some food news of interest and import. Everybody on to food news. You ready for this?
Ready.
Wegmans. Northeast... Some people think Wegmans is one of the best of all of the supermarket chains in the country. Started in, I think, Rochester, New York. Did a lot in that area of New York State. Moved into New England. I think they moved down toward Washington. Don't you have some down there where you are, Kara?
Yeah, I know there are definitely some in the area. But I think, what about you, Victoria? Are they in more rural areas? Because they're not anywhere near D.C. or in the city.
Well, they're in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, and Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So there's one near me here at the Jersey Shore, but it's definitely not a rural area. It's probably the busiest part of this whole section of Jersey. So
a very interesting way of presenting The food, they prepare a lot of meals. They're well known for that. Quite good quality.
The food quality. That you buy there is really good. Everything from like their, their rotisserie chicken to whatever the prepared food is, it's very, very good at Wegmans. I'd say it's that's probably the best. It's better than Whole Foods, too.
So they're recalling fresh cauliflower rice, veggie cauliflower rice blend, and stir-fry mix with cauliflower, maybe contaminated with E. coli. This is something that's not unusual. It just is one of the recalls of the day, of the week. Wegmans cauliflower rice, the stir-fry blend of cauliflower, Wegmans veggie rice blend with cauliflower. The products were sold between December 7th and the 18th, distributed to the 98 Wegmans stores that are in the states that Victoria just mentioned. So if you've been in there, this is from a California farm. The romaine lettuce, the recall cauliflower, all this other stuff. It's all from the same farm in the Santa Maria area of California. It is the same old story. Packaged stuff, not cleaned right. If you have things that are packaged in your refrigerator, eat them the day you get them. Otherwise, don't eat them. Don't buy it. That's my recommendation. It's convenient. It's easy. We all know that. But there's so many chances in a sealed packet like that, if the food has not been completely cleaned, for the E. coli or the salmonella or the listeria to grow in there, and it makes people sick. If you don't have a strong immune system, it gets into your gut, man, and chews it up. Stay away from... please don't do... I think I sound like a broken record here. They say, throw it out. No, don't throw it out. Bring it back to the store and get your money back. Why would you throw it out? Get your money back. Make them pay for the mistakes that they make. Here's something from Anheuser-Busch. They want to get into the marijuana business, teaming up with a medical marijuana company called Tilray on a cannabis-infused drink project. This can go no place but bad. They announced that they're going, the two companies, on a $100 million deal to test and research non-alcoholic drinks containing THC and CBD. So let's separate the two. THC is marijuana. CBD is hemp. CBD has nothing hallucinogenic in it. It is purely medicinal and very good for what ails you. THC might be considered the same sort of thing, but there are ramifications to it. You're going to get high if you use that. So you decide whether you want to feel good and be high, or you just want to feel good. That's the difference, basically, between marijuana and hemp. And people who put the two of them together are ignoramuses because they are not the same product. They're just not. There are a lot of big corporations that are moving into the legal cannabis industry. Wait till it gets to the point of being accepted and legal all across the country. It'll be Banana City. They'll be spending billions of dollars already. Altria has bought into the Canadian cannabis industry, and they'll be buying here. Coca-Cola, watching the CBD market because they want to put this stuff in their drinks. It'll sell. Anybody here interested? Have you ever tasted anything with CBD oil? Have you tasted CBD oil, first of all? You put it in your mouth? Doesn't have a good taste. It'll taste awful. But
well, I usually, the ones that I've had, I've had a flavor to them, so.
Really?
It hasn't really, it hasn't tasted bad, but.
I just get them in a little dropper and put it in the dog's food and my food. It's good.
Yep.
Helps everything. But this is a huge, huge market. Huge. All right, here's another recall. Jenny O Turkey. Anybody use that?
I have.
Jenny
O
Turkey. They're recalling 164,000 pounds of raw ground turkey, possibility of salmonella. Recall announced as the U.S. Center for Disease Control reported 52 new cases associated with this product. So the number of illnesses, 216 people across 38 states since November. 84 people have been hospitalized, one person died. Based on the investigation findings to date, exposure to raw turkey and raw chicken products identified as the likely source of the outbreak. Why in the name of God would you cook this stuff halfway through? You cook pork all the way through until it's well done. You cook chicken all the way done until it's well done. Turkey, the same thing. You don't leave anything to chance. And that's always been the case, not just now, but even when you could go get your turkey or your chicken from the local poultry guy, you still need to cook them. That's it. And then you have no problem with any of this stuff. No, there won't be any salmonella. It's raw. And sometimes the stuff is put into pet food. I wouldn't give my pet any raw anything.
Mm-hmm. No. And a lot of pet parents have been doing that lately. It's kind of been a trend of raw food and, you know, oh, it's so much healthier because your dog is part wolf. No. And it's like, no, my chihuahua is not part wolf.
No, and it makes them much more aggressive. Very aggressive. You know,
well, beyond that, it's made a lot of dogs really sick, and our vet has told everybody that she knows, just, you know, stop with the raw food. Don't. You do not need to give your dogs raw food.
Nope, you do not. So don't do it. Word to the wise is sufficient, as they say. Coming up, some exercising. I'm going to get into a fitness routine for the new year. Right now, as I think about exercising and diets and all that sort of thing, I bring myself around to helping you with a weight loss product and program that is the best, second to none, bar any other circumstances. The effects of collagen, which is the main ingredient of Calitrin, are legend. Because collagen is the number one protein in your body, and the Calitrin collagen is the highest quality available anywhere in the world. It's a natural digestive enzyme that helps you absorb the collagen fully that really makes Calitrin work so well. Helps you lose muscle, helps you lose weight by building up your muscle. And then it also helps you when it comes to people who have arthritis. The collagen is very, very good for joint support. So there are all kinds of reasons to get on this product. Calitrin, number one, all natural, the best way to have proven weight loss and weight management. So get on the horn, go to toploss.com. Website is toploss.com for Calitrin. You get a special deal when you use the DJV code. So save money, get free bottles, and lose weight. All of that together. Calitrin is America's number one safest way to lose weight, intelligent way to keep it off. Available only online at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for fabulous bargains.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. While most sprains and strains can be treated at home with a little rest and some ice, sometimes it takes a little more.
So we tend to want to do everything we can. Give it time, rest, modify activities, physical therapy, those sort of things. And then those that continue to be a problem after non-operative treatment tend to be the ones that go to surgery.
Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Christopher Camp says regenerative medicine is also offering some promise.
So we're really starting to find out which different types of treatments can we use, things like PRP, platelet-rich plasma, our stem cells, those sort of things. And we're really starting to figure some of these injuries are very amenable to those types of treatments. Others aren't. So we're still sorting out which is which.
Dr. Camp says the hope would be that regenerative therapies would cut down on the need for surgeries. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now. Happy New Year from the DJV program. We have with us a gentleman who runs a very large, this is a company that's getting larger and larger all the time. I'd not heard of them before, but they just opened a huge facility in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. Jeff Zweifel is here. He's the CEO of Lifetime. So the Framingham thing has made quite a splash, Jeff. It's something that a lot of people in town are talking about because of the myriad of choices and the opportunities, ways of losing weight and getting fit, that sort of thing. It used to be a cottage industry. Now it's a huge industry, isn't it?
Yes. Good morning, Doug. Good morning, Victoria. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
It is a huge industry. You know, being fit and healthy, you know, it's just such a critical part of quality of life. You know, the quality of life and duration of life through exercise, the opportunities are truly unbelievable. You know, if you think about putting a drug together that could do for the human health everything that exercise can, it would be likely the most valuable pharmaceutical ever developed.
You know, one of the things that was discussed here in Framingham when the Lifetime was put in is that you were thinking about putting in, making it a living sort of situation. You know, there's a lot of places around. I'm thinking of the Avalon brand that's showing up everywhere in these communities. They make their own communities. I understand that you are thinking about building apartments and maybe condos around your facilities to make it a real lifestyle choice. Is that right?
Yes, Doug. We're exploring those in various markets. You know, we've got 141 locations across North America now, and you know, they're big resort country club-like destinations that serve adults and families. And, you know, we've started a concept called Lifetime Work, which is a shared workspace, and we're also now working on creating Lifetime Villages that will expand, as you say, into the healthy living destination as well and connect all these things together, live, work, and play. Because at Lifetime, our objective is to really champion happy, healthy lives.
Yeah. I'm a big champion. People who listen to me know that I believe in working out. I have I'm very active for my age. I've always been active through my entire life. I have an avocation that allows me to be very physical, but yet I still work out because I think muscle, the older you get, is more important, frankly, not necessarily to be a bodybuilder, but I think strength is a real asset, and in this circumstance, there are a lot of benefits. You want to go through a few of the things that you tell people that come in, want to know, okay, why should I exercise? So why should I exercise, Jeff?
Yeah, so true. And, you know, for Americans, it's and humans as a large, it's really difficult to sometimes think about the long-term benefits of it. And prevention is a tough sell, to your point. You know, the reality with this kind of muscle endurance and muscle strength is it's such a vital part of our overall quality of life and longevity. You know, I believe, yes, physical activity and formal exercise, certainly the research has shown that it can extend someone's age and their life. But most importantly, to your point, this idea of strength and endurance and range of motion and flexibility and the metabolic or calorie-burning benefits of resistance training are so critical, and that's why it's so doggone valuable to weight loss and overall health.
All right, so you've got something going on. We all talk about New Year's resolutions. You're suggesting the term ought to be changed to New Year's commitment, which seems on the surface to make a lot of sense. What's the deal?
Yeah, you know, January 1st is the time known for people to reset, a time when people make resolutions related to health and life, and 80% fail those resolutions. So we at Lifetime host a Commitment Day 5K event, an outdoor run walk at 10 a.m. We have one in Burlington, Boston, in Massachusetts, and it signifies a different approach to resolutions, making a commitment to a healthy way of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. You have to make a commitment. You go into it and you play around with it for a while. It's like going on a diet and you don't stick with it. It doesn't work. So if you want some more information about how this works, go to lifetime.life. L-I-F-E, time, lifetime, all one word, dot life. Thanks and Happy New Year to Jeff Zwiefel, who's the COO at Lifetime, Inc. here on the DJV program at 10 before the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Come on. Again with the Poseidon Adventure?
Ay, ay, ay.
All right, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. Favorite movie of all time is the Poseidon Adventure. He sees himself playing the role that Gene Hackman had in the original Poseidon.
Absolutely.
Saving everybody. That was actually a good movie.
It's a great movie, Doug. Actually, if you're not doing anything this Saturday night at 9 o'clock in East Strasbourg, I'm showing it on the big screen, open to the public. You know, people always ask me what's the best Christmas movie of all time, and that's debatable. But what is the greatest New Year's Eve movie of all time? There's no debate. It is the Poseidon Adventure from 1972.
What makes it a New Year's? It was a New Year's cruise, wasn't it? Is that what they?
Absolutely. Well, a 90-foot tidal wave hit the ocean liner at New Year's, the strike of New Year's.
All right, so this is a trivia contest for Kara and Victoria. Who is the captain of the Poseidon, the actor?
Good question.
The captain of the Poseidon. Anybody know?
This movie was my Star Wars. That's
really?
An absolute fact. I went to see this film. I was, I think, 7 years old. My parents took me to see. This is when movie theaters were single-screen movie theaters. At the Avalon Movie Theater on Kings Highway in Brooklyn, New York, where movie theaters actually had a balcony. And we sat in the balcony, and for whatever reason, I can't explain it, I became absolutely fascinated with this movie and probably had my father and mother take me to see it 10 or 15 times
really?
In the first year. Yeah, and then one time we went to a movie theater called the Grand Movie Theater in Brooklyn, and the projectionist didn't show up. And me and my father sat there 5 hours to the next showing.
Really?
Waiting to see it. Yeah, that's how
it was. What did you do for the 5 hours?
Just sat there, basically.
Really?
And I don't know what we did, but I actually did wait. And I can't explain why I like this movie so much, but it is my all-time favorite film.
It's a good, story.
Never gets old for me.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's a little corny, but it's not bad. It's just,
it's a corny movie, but it's a
and I just gotta say, two years ago I sent Victoria the Blu-ray and she's never watched the movie.
It's literally sitting in my list of things to do.
All right, okay, more movie news right after this.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
GEICO presents Eyewitness Interviews with Inanimate Objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent hailstorm. Here to describe the event, a football.
Bro, I was just hanging on the roof when this gnarly storm starts dropping baseball-sized hail. The shingles got beat up. A few windows looked broken. It was savage.
Did you do anything to help?
Nah, bro. I was in survival mode.
Your football can't help you in a hailstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
All right, Chucker, what's in the newsy move, good Doug, the movie news bag today?
Not a lot, but here's a, Aquaman did $105 million in his first 5 days. Now, Warner Brothers accounts the success of this opening to a very strong female audience. A lot more women went to see this movie than they expected, probably because Jason Momoa has some pretty good appeal. So good news
really?
For DC and Warner Brothers.
That bare chest that he's always beating has brought the women in to see more of that? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, he does some push-ups, but he also has a really magnetic personality on screen. Some other news of box office, Holmes and Watson, new comedy with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
Awful.
Just 4% positive.
Awful.
On RottenTomatoes.com.
Awful.
You know,
the trailer is awful.
It
looks awful.
And there was another report I read yesterday at that movie you saw with Steve Carell, Welcome to Marwin, will lose Universal around $50 or $60 million.
Yeah,
dollars
who thinks movies like that are going to make money? Who's the guy who sat and watched that and said, okay, yep, that'll be a moneymaker?
You know what's interesting about the Christmas holiday season? You always have these movies that are going to get a lot of money, like Aquaman and Mary Poppins, the week between Christmas and New Year's, but you always get a couple clunkers, and Welcome to Marwin is going to be one of those clunkers, which simply nobody shows
Holmes,
up to.
That Sherlock Holmes thing is going to be a clunker, too. Another waste of time with Will Ferrell. Good God. All right, Chucker. Happy New Year. It's 59 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.